Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
As we take a few minutes today before anointing everyone for the year that lies ahead, it's important that we have some understanding in regards to what the anointing is. If I was to ask many of you, you know, do you actually understand what it is to be anointed and what the anointing is? I'm sure you all want it, especially after everything I've just said, but many of you would probably have no idea what it really is. Now, stating the obvious, Jesus Christ is our anointed one. All right, I'll say that again because it's a great opportunity to go, yes! Some of you are like, I've never been to a church like this. You probably haven't. I don't know about anybody else. I love this church. I really do. I love this church. I love the freedom that's in the house. I love the authenticity of the people, of the brothers and sisters. I love the just the willingness and the heart of God that is seen through each other as you love one another and get ready for everything God has got for you. Stating the obvious, Jesus Christ is our anointed one. Amen. He was anointed for you that you might walk in the freedom that God has got for you. Jesus Christ is our anointed one. While scripture refers to David as having an anointing and also the people of God as having an anointing, it's important that we understand that we who are in Christ, who is in Christ today? Is anybody in Christ? Give me a wave if that's you. All right, do you understand that you actually have an anointing from the Holy One? You have an anointing from the Holy One. Don't listen to the enemy who says you're good for nothing, you'll amount to nothing, you won't get your breakthrough, it's not going to happen, it is going to happen, you are good for something, you are God's son, you are God's daughter, God's got a future for you, God's got a purpose for you, you are God's anointed one. Just as Christ was anointed by the Lord, so you too also have an anointing from the Holy One, and it's that you may somehow or other share in the wonder and splendor and miraculous of God, both for the benefit of your life and for the life of others. Others. How many of you know God has anointed you to benefit you, but also benefit all of humanity? Can I encourage you, don't hog it to yourself. Don't be a hog when it comes to your anointing. That was me on Christmas Day. And by the way, for all of you who are saying, Pastor Shane, it was so good to see you on Emily's Insta when I was sleeping with my mouth open on Christmas Day when I was in my food coma. Thank you, Emily, for nothing. All right. And all of you who thanked me for that and said you took screenshots. If I ever see him, I know you told me you took the photo. Well, moving right along. How many of you know God has got so much for you and he has anointed you not just to benefit you, but to benefit others? He wants to benefit the world through you. Some of you are like, you got to hear this. This is why God wants to anoint you. So that you may be benefited, yes, but that also he may benefit the world through you. Now, Jesus says in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Anointed. Now, just so you know, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, NLT. If you would actually turn to your NLT Bible, it actually says appointed. It doesn't say anointed. And you are like, why are you messing with the Bible? Because nearly every other translation actually says anointed, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. This is what the Lord is saying. Jesus is saying, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed. But what we're saying here is he has appointed. NLT says appointed. Most other translations say anointed. But the anointing is when the Spirit of God comes upon you for a purpose. Appointed, anointed. I've gone back and I've used, and I'm telling you, I'm not changing the Bible without telling you. And using that word is in keeping with all the other translations. But I want to try and bring the worlds together so we actually understand. If you are anointed, you are appointed. If you are appointed by God, you are anointed. By God, the Spirit of the living Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. How many of you know the Spirit of the living God is upon you to do the same? to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released. Even today, there are people who have come into church today. You are in captivity in your mind, in your emotions, in your spiritual realm, in your finances, in your marriage, in your whatever it may be. But I promise you today, some of you who have walked in captivity are going to walk out free in Jesus' name. God is going to do a supernatural work in you and on you, just like when the Spirit of the living God came upon Jesus, the Spirit of the living God is about to come on upon you. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the downtrodden will be freed from their oppressors, and that the time of the Lord's favor is here. And that the time of the Lord's favor is here. This is the day. This is the year, 2020. Now, the verse obviously says, "For he has anointed me," indicating God is present in the third person. He's acting, he's moving, his presence, his power, his person is actually upon Jesus for a specific purpose. And that purpose is what Jesus had been purposed for. Do you understand that when you were born, God had a plan for you? God had a purpose for you. And when it came to Christ, he was born and the Spirit of the Lord came upon you, him and anointed him for the purpose for which he had been born. None of you are by chance. None of you are by accident. None of you are a mistake. You're always in the thinking of God. You are always in the heart of God. He knew you when you were in your mama's womb, you know, just hanging out in there, just waiting for your moment to come into the world. And it's like, God and the angels are all excited because your birth was about to happen. And now here you are, and he wants to anoint you. And he has anointed you, but he wants to continue to pour out fresh anointing, fresh oil upon you, that you may be ready for everything, every purpose that he has got for you. For you. From David to Jesus to the apostles to you and I, we each have an anointing that's matched with our appointment. I don't need to be anointed for what you do, praise God. I would make a mess of things. You don't need to be anointed for what I do, but we all have an individual fingerprint. We have an individual anointing because our purpose in Christ is all different. It's all individual to us because God knows us best. So we all have an anointing that's matched to our appointment, meaning you all have an assignment in God. An assignment in God. And you're all good for your assignment because you didn't choose your assignment, but your assignment chose you. More to the point, God chose you, handpicked you specifically for the assignment that he has got for you. Now, the word anoint, it simply comes from the Greek word ekrizen. It denotes a sense of setting apart for divine purpose. So David was anointed. The prophets were anointed. Jesus was anointed. The apostles were anointed, and throughout the books of the New Testament, you'll see that believers everywhere were anointed for the purposes that God had for them. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, it says, But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. Praise God. How many of you know the truth today? Don't you hate it when the truth doesn't line up with what you're wanting to do? Don't you hate it when the truth doesn't line up with the way you want to live? Don't you hate it when the truth doesn't line up with the attitudes that you won't kill within you? Hey! Welcome to church. Don't you hate it when the truth actually becomes a persistent and consistent voice that... And the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, you know the truth. You all know the truth. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know the truth. You know the truth because you've been anointed by the truth, for the truth. Now, the truth is, many of you, tell me if I'm wrong, many of you know and you understand there's actually more. There's got to be more. Many of you are sitting here today and you're enjoying life and you're enjoying church and you're enjoying, but you believe there's got to be more. Many of you are actually serving. Many of you are tithing. Many of you are worshiping. Many of you are doing what you know to do. but you know there's still more. Many of you have got a wonderful family. Family life is good. Family is wonderful, but you know there's more. Many of you have stepped into your dreams to a limited degree, but you know there's more. The truth is, you know there's more. You don't need me to come alongside you and tell you there's more. You know there's more. Many of you are like, yeah, on the inside. It's like, there's more. And I'm just standing up here confirming what you already know, because the truth has already told you. The truth. It'll set you free when you lean into it. You've been anointed for the truth. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know the truth. And the truth is, as you sit here today, you know there is more. So if you want the sense of His presence and the power of the anointing to increase in 2020, can I encourage you all, decide today you're going to get baptized in water. You might be like, well, that went left field. I wasn't expecting that. If you say you want all of God, then just be obedient to His word. If Jesus went to John the Baptist, who was his cuz, and said, hey, cuz, I need you to baptize me. And cuz says, no. I know who you are. You should be baptized. And Jesus is like, no, I need to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. That's what Jesus said. How many of you know if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us? If you want to see the anointing increase in your life in 2020 and you're not water baptized, can I encourage you, straight after the service, go out to the info desk and put down your name and get yourself water baptized. Can I also encourage you, because there's two baptisms, there's water baptism, there's baptism in the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you want the more, if you're seeking the more, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You have an anointing from the Holy One. There's no doubt about that. You have an anointing from the Holy One and you all know the truth. You know, even as I, what I love about these moments in church, because there's all sorts of teachings that come with us when we come to church. Even as I say this, I know it gets up some of your noses, but you noses, it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? All I'm doing is reading Bible. We want to be baptized in water, and we want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, amen. So if you want to see His presence and the power of the anointing increase in 2020, be baptized in water and baptized in the Spirit. Embrace the fullness of your anointing that you might live in the fullness of your appointment. So Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me or appointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, and that the blind will see, and the downtrodden will be freed from their oppressors, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. So it's clear and obvious. Jesus' anointing was specifically for His kingdom appointment, His assignment. When David was anointed, he was anointed to be king. And I want to remind you today that you are all kings and priests in Christ Jesus. All of us, that's who we are in Christ. When you stepped into a life with God, He made you His child, yes, but He also appointed you to be a king and a priest. We see with King David, he was appointed for his assignment in life, but in reality, he was empowered also for so much more as he went on his journey to fulfilling what he was anointed for. So he was anointed for one thing, but the anointing had a way of bleeding into other areas of his life. I want to encourage you, the Lord wants to anoint you specifically for certain things in 2020, but we should be believing that the anointing is going to bleed into every area of our lives. Just as David was anointed to be king, that anointing flowed into every other area of his life, so it is with you and I. So today, as we get to this place, I want to encourage you, enjoyers, to get ready for a fresh anointing. Get ready for a fresh anointing. Be believing, as you're anointed in just a moment, we're going to anoint you with oil today. As we do this, can I encourage you, as you feel that oil hit your skin, just sense it, because that's what, it's a representation of the oil of the Spirit of God, the presence of the Holy Ghost. In that moment, be believing there's a fresh anointing coming upon my life. Be believing that the anointing is going to break the yoke. Be believing that God's purpose is going to be outworked and fulfilled in your life. This is a year that the yokes are broken off our life and we step into the fulfillment and the fullness of everything that God has got for us. Now, So if you're a mother, where are the mothers in the house? Praise God. How many of you know we all love the mothers? Everyone should go, amen. We all love the mothers. Can I encourage you girls? Because I want you to understand this. You girls are amazing. You're absolutely amazing. Flat out amazing. And God has got a specific assignment, appointment for you that he's anointing you for. But I want to encourage each and every one of you today, if you're a mother, to don't see that as anything less than what God is also anointing you for. Because sometimes we can look for the assignment like we're going to go change the world out there. But how many of you know, for many of us, it actually begins in here. That's where it starts. I want to encourage you, if you're a mother, as you're anointed today, be believing that the anointing is going to cause you to become the greatest mother on planet Earth. The greatest mother. Girls, I want to encourage you today. We celebrate you. We salute you. And I'm just believing that as you're anointed today, that this anointing is going to be fresh on your life, not just for the plan and the purpose that God's got for you in the future, but also for your mothering. If you're a business person, give me a wave if you're a business person in the house today, entrepreneur, someone who's got a vision that's up and about. Can I encourage all of you, can I encourage you? Yes, we're going to anoint you for everything God's got for you, but be believing that the anointing is going to flow, it's going to bleed, it's going to leak into the realm of your business. Understand this, that if you're a Christian business person, a kingdom business person, God wants to bless you abundantly, and the anointing that's going to break the yoke spiritually in every area of our life is also going to be useful and powerful in the realm of your business. When it comes to our doctors and our nurses and our policemen and women, our tradies, praise God. How many of you know Jesus was a tradie? That was quiet. Can I encourage you all, be believing that the anointing is going to flow into every area of your life. Be believing, if you're married, the anointing is going to flow into your marriage. Be believing if you're a family person, that the anointing is going to flow into your family. Be believing if you're in ministry. And how many of you know, if you're a Christian, you should be in ministry. Some would say a Christian who's not in ministry is a backslider. But I wouldn't say that necessarily. But most of the time, I probably agree with it. How many of you know what I mean by ministry? If we don't have time to serve each other, then what part of the body are we a part of? We are all here to serve one another in love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, thank you over there. Thank you. I receive that. Thank you. We're going to pray. But before we get there, before we do, we're this close to starting to anoint people. Before we get there, I don't know everybody that's in the room. I don't know if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I tell you the truth, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It is the anointing that sets people free. It's the anointing of God, the presence of God, the power of God, the person of Jesus Christ in our life, ever present through the power and the person of the Holy Spirit. We need Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's the anointing. We need his anointing in our life, but I promise each and every one of you, we can talk about this until we are blue in the face, but if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll be stepping into 2020 and it's just going to be another year. Can I encourage you all today, from the front to the back, from our right to the left? This is what the Bible says. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Where it says all have sinned, that actually means all have sinned. That means we've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages for that sin is death, but the free gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. I love the fact that, yes, we're all sinners, but I love the fact we can all be saved by grace. Grace comes in one name and one name only, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. We only have one message at Enjoy Church, that is Jesus Christ, him crucified. He is the one who came from heaven to earth. He is the one who laid down his life. He is the one who paid for our sins. And he's the one, praise God, who rose from the dead. And it's in him and through him that we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and him alone.